Welcome to our podcast. I'm Amanda, and today I have a guest, Angelica. Today's topic is gun laws, to be or not to be liberalized. We're going, as always, talk about a topic which we don't agree on. We're going to use the method strawmanning. What is strawmanning, Angelica?
Steelmanning and strawmanning are two different ways to respond to someone's argument. Strawmanning is when you listen to someone's argument and redo it to make it easier to defeat it. For example, if someone likes meat and I think that everybody should be vegetarians and we argument against each other. For example, can the person say, I like meat? And I redo the argument and also, so you like to eat your pets at home? This is not what the other person said, but I redone it to make it easier to defeat it.
The other method is steelmanning. Steelmanning is when different parts that have different opinions don't attack the arguments to make it as they were bad or wrong. The purpose of this is that you can get different perspective of the discussion and understand each other easier. Even if you don't agree at this person's perspective, you can understand why they think like this and don't hate them as a person. Now to the subject. We're going to summarize each other's texts and try to understand the purpose and arguments of it. You first.
In your text, Amanda, you write against gun laws to be liberalized. The first argument that you use is that more people have to work with processing guns. For example, the police can't handle the work because they have a workload that is overwhelming. Therefore, when like a crime is committed, the police can no longer help because they have to work with processing guns. The next argument that you have is that people feel scared and unrest. If someone is like legally carry a gun when in public places, you feel that your life is at risk and you are no longer safe. In your text, you have an example of how a festival where people have fun can easily be turned into a mass shooting in a few minutes. Therefore, you write about conditions to own guns, so there is a smaller chance of mismanaging. The third and last argument why gun laws should not be liberalized is that it increases crimes. In particular, like crimes as murder and attempted murder. In your text, you write about Mike Wennerstig and his belief that the higher percentage of guns do not make the crime rate higher. But in the text, you show with statistics that his claim is wrong. In America, there are 88.8 handguns per 100 inhabitants, while in Sweden it's 31.6 handguns per 100 inhabitants. And you also write that gun murder are 800% more common in America rather than Sweden. You can say in short that your arguments is that guns make people unsafe, scared, and hurt. It also creates more work for the police.
Angelica, your takes that you handed to me was about loss of guns. I don't believe in the same thing as you, but I still found it very interesting to read your text. Your first argument in your text is about how the nation Sweden will become even more independent and stronger. You talk about the guy Vain Lapierre and how he is important to believe in thoughts. You think that the democracy will become better and stronger in Sweden. This is because the people who today is scared to tell their opinions can speak up without being afraid to be hurt, because they can defeat the people who will hurt them with guns. Your second argument is about the hobby hunting. Today in Sweden, the people who like to hunt need to have a license, and this license is very hard to get, and when it's expensive to get when you finally have the chance to get it. This creates that many people are poaching and killing more animals than the government has given permission to do today. But liberalize the gun laws will increase the amount of animals and fewer illegal hunters. The last argument is about security. You believe that security would be better if the guns are allowed in society. The violence in Sweden has increased the last year, and therefore gun is needed as like a self-defense. If everybody has a gun, then the thieves and criminals ain't gonna attack or hurt you, because they know they can be hurt from you.
Amanda, you have summarized my essay correct. You have you described for me the main points that you can have for your opinions, that the poaching is going to increase, and that is you feel safer with guns.
Okay, I have an opinion about your text. I understand why you believe like this. The thing that Wayne guy said was good and convincing when I read the whole quote in your text. I get the thing with the security, because I have myself felt a little scared sometimes in our society today. But one thing I don't understand is the thing about the animals. Because the law, if the law will be liberalized or not, the animals will always die if we hunt. They can be extinct whichever the laws are liberalized or not.
Yeah, but my opinion is that if you have guns so the hunter can use it without getting a license, then you have more respect for the animals and your hunting and what you're doing, that you respect the government and what their laws are about how to hunt. Because right now you are angry at the government because you can't get a license, you don't have money for it, so you just go out and shoot what you find. You don't have respect for nobody. So I think that if you get liberalized guns, that of course they will kill animals, but not as much. They will follow the government's
rules.
Yes, that.
Okay. So now when we have read each other's texts, I have a last question for you and for me. Have your point of view changed or not changed during our time that we had talked and discussed?
Mine has not really changed. I can now understand why people dislike my opinions and the reason why they view it as a wrong opinion. But because I respected and understood your opinion, I hope that others also respect mine. I understand, and under this time we talked, that it's hard to hear people disagree with yourself. It's always hard. But I think I learned much from this talk, but I have not changed my view on how I think. Have you changed your?
No, I don't think I've changed my view, but but I've always thought that the people who think otherwise than me in this topic is stupid. And I think that the arguments that these persons have is that they like to shoot people and like to feel, you know, like tough if they have guns home. But it's not like that when I hear your arguments, because you have like reasons that is fine to me, if I can express it like that. It's not like you like to kill people, it's just that you respect your own life so much that you are needing to have guns to feel secure and have a chance to hunt animals and things like that.